I'd like you to think for a moment about how it feels when someone truly listens to you. When you have their undivided attention and they're 100% there for you, you feel that you can freely share whatever is on your mind or in your heart. It feels pretty wonderful, doesn't it? You know, when someone listens that way to us, when they tune into us in that way, we feel loved, we feel accepted, we feel understood, and maybe even empowered. And now I'd like you to think about how it feels when someone doesn't listen to you. When you're trying to convey a thought or a feeling and the person either isn't paying attention or they don't get it or they don't seem to care. Well, it hurts, doesn't it? It hurts, and we may feel frustrated, angry, resentful. And over time, if that pattern continues, it begins to erode and possibly even destroy that pattern of feeling unheard. It begins to destroy partnerships and friendships and relationships. It can create a divide in a community and even in a nation. Now, I'm convinced that the number one skill that we need right now in our country is the ability to listen. We need to listen to each other. We need to listen to science. We need to listen to what all this means, to what the universe is trying to tell us. We need to listen to the experts in order to overcome COVID-19. We who are white need to listen to people of color so that we can better understand and partner with them in dismantling racism. And all of us need to do a better job of listening to people who see things differently from us so that we can bridge this incredible divide in our country. On all these fronts, we need to be willing to set aside our ego defenses and truly listen. Well, Robin DiAngelo wrote a wonderful book I've been quoting. It's called White Fragility: Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism. And she has a wonderful YouTube talk, which we actually put on our website, so you can watch it there. And she says that when she's leading a workshop on these topics, that she often asks people of color, what would your daily life be like if you could simply give us, white people, feedback on our inevitable, unaware, unintentional racism, and have us receive that with grace and reflect on it, and then seek to do something different? And one black man responded, it would be revolutionary. Revolutionary. It would be revolutionary if we could hear what people of color are trying to say to us. And I don't think that's the only front in which true listening can be revolutionary. I think that actually it can revolutionize all manner of aspects of our individual lives as well as our world. You know, most of us get it that we're supposed to be good listeners in life. As they say, we're given two ears and one mouth, so we listen twice as much as we talk. It rarely plays out that way, but we know this, right? And yet when we try to listen to people, we run into some problems. Probably the primary one is that we get distracted by our own internal dialogue, right? There's a conversation going on out here, but there's also a conversation going on in here. And most commonly, we become our mind could just be jumping around, but most commonly become preoccupied with what we're going to say next, right? As soon as there's an opening, as soon as this person's finished making this point, I'm going to say this. Well, the author Stephen Covey says, most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply. Oh, isn't that just so true? And if we're all caught up in what we're going to say in our own internal conversation, we may entirely miss what the other person is saying to us, or we may get it completely wrong. You know, misunderstandings happen all the time in communication. So I'm reminded of the story of the mother who gave her young son a souvenir from the Middle East. And she said to him, "This is from the Holy Land, which is so far away, we'll never be able to go there." Well, the next day, the little boy went to school, and he showed the souvenir to his class, and he said, "This is from heaven, and that's one place my family will never go." Like, oh my goodness. Right? Little cross up there. Well, the second reason that we frequently have trouble listening to people is that they're telling us about a problem that we have. Some of us have a tendency to want to sort of jump in and fix it. Right? And men in particular get a bad rap for this. Men wanting to solve that problem, right? But plenty of women do it as well. And the thinking is, hey, I'm just trying to help. You're telling me your problems, I'm telling you how to solve them. But what does the other person say? They say, "I just want you to listen." Well, you may think, what good is that? What good does that do? It actually does a great deal of good. You see, when we listen to someone, one of the primary benefits is that we help them to feel understood. And that can be a very powerful catalyst for healing. You know, one of the most compelling needs of human beings is the need to feel understood. And honestly, any time we're in pain, regardless of what kind of pain it is, it can be traced in some way to a sense of separation. We either feel separate from other people, we feel separate from ourselves in a deeper sense, or we may feel separate from God. Well, when somebody listens to us, they're really saying, "You're not alone. I'm with you. I hear you. I get you." You know, that in itself can be so hugely transformative for someone who's struggling. A second great benefit of listening is that when we listen to someone without jumping in there to fix them or solve their problem, that we're actually allowing them the space to grow. That in the process of their telling us whatever it is they're sharing, if it's a problem, they may actually figure it out themselves. Right? Haven't you ever had this happen? It's kind of miraculous. Like, you just want to talk to somebody about whatever's on your mind, and in the process of speaking it, you kind of figure out what you need to do. It's like, okay, thanks for listening. I got this. It's kind of amazing how that works. But by being an attentive listener, we allow that space to be there for people to grow and evolve and solve their own dilemmas. A third great benefit of listening is that, it's going to be a big flash for you, when we listen, we actually learn something. Yes, we learn something. I mean, there's a reason why Jesus said in Mark chapter 4, verse 9, "Let anyone with ears to hear listen." Well, ears to hear meant having that capacity to truly listen, to deeply listen, to listen to and hear the message behind the words, to really listen with your heart. Because when we listen with our heart, it changes us. It changes the other person as well. It can even change an entire situation. And the fourth really great reason to listen is if we don't listen, the volume's going to increase. So I was reminded of this when my beloved granddaughter, who will turn 3 this week, was visiting us. And it was pretty evident that if Vivian asked me for my iPad so that she could do a puzzle on it, if I put her off or said not now, or if I just tried to pretend I didn't hear her, that absolutely the volume was going to increase as well as the frequency, and before long she would be in my face or perhaps in my lap to get this whole thing taken care of. Well, of course, you know, we adults do the same thing. If we're trying to tell somebody something and they're not listening, we escalate. Right? Because we're trying to get through to them. Hear me. You know, Martin Luther King Jr. expressed this so beautifully in the realm of civil rights when he said, "A riot is the language of the unheard." He was basically saying that if the oppressed can't be heard through peaceful protest, they will be drawn to violence. He wasn't condoning violence. He was just saying that's the natural product of white America having turned a deaf ear for centuries to this core message that they're trying to communicate, that in Dr. King's words, that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met. When it isn't heard, you know this yourself, you're trying to get through to somebody, if you don't hear me when I have a quiet voice, I'm gonna get louder. I'm gonna get louder, I may start acting out. This is what happens when we aren't able to listen. But we can learn to do this. We can learn to listen deeply and well and early. And when we do this, it simply requires as a first step that we be willing to put aside our preconceived notions, right? Our knee-jerk reactions, our carefully crafted rejoinders, all the ego games we're playing. We simply lay it all aside to be present, to be open, to be attentive. You know, when we are in this state of being, we not only invite a conversation or a dialogue that can create understanding, we actually create something bigger. We create something holy. Jewish philosopher Martin Buber called this something that gets created in this way the I-Thou experience. An I-Thou experience occurs when we place ourselves completely in a relationship with the full intention to truly understand and to be there with that person. No masks, no pretenses, sometimes not even any words. Buber says there are two ways to relate to other humans: the I-it relationship or the I-thou relationship. An I-it relationship is pretty typical of what we are in our day-to-day life, how we relate to the things around us. But it can also include human beings if we treat them like things. You see, the I-it relationship is driven by self-interest. Self-interest in which everything and everyone is become sort of an object as means to an end. Someone who is living in this kind of relationship with other human beings is basically using and experiencing all that is, including other people, to get what they want. But the I-thou relationship is completely different. The I-thou relationship occurs when people come into the conversation or the encounter as whole people with hearts open for a true meeting, for true dialogue and connection to occur. And I have to say, I feel that our Wednesday night conversations on race in our midweek faith lift are a great example of that opportunity and often the reality of an I-thou experience. You see, Martin Buber says that when we relate to other people from an I-it or an I-it relationship, that it devalues humankind. And actually, that I-it relationship with anything devalues it. Anything out there in the world. Whereas an I-thou relationship opens the way to oneness and the infinite. And it's so beautiful because he says we can have this I-thou relationship with people, animals, nature, art, and the world in general. And each time we have an I-thou experience with any one of those, we're having an I-thou relationship with God. Well, how lovely is that? How beautiful. That honest connection. The secret to having more of these kind of I-thou experiences is very simple. It can be summarized in two words. Be quiet. Be quiet. Martin Buber calls it an attentive silence. He says it is the welcoming acceptance of the other. This quieting invites in the sacred and the holy. And at the same time, it opens the way for us not only to be good listeners, to receive information, but also to bear witness. Bearing witness is so important. You know, when you're listening to someone, you really are a witness, not a judge of their experience. And that sense of somebody witnessing your truth and your reality is so validating, it's so accepting. Gives you an experience of being loved and understood. We need to bear witness for one another. I invite you this week, as your homework assignment, to practice listening deeply to someone or someones in your life. A simple exercise would be to pick someone who, or maybe they introduce a conversation and just say to yourself for the next 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever it is, I'm just going to be completely attentive and lay aside anything going on in my own mind so that I can be there for them. And if you really want to amp it up, try this. Go to someone that you dearly love and ask them this. What is it that you would most like me to hear, that if I were able to receive it with grace and reflect on it and be influenced by it, would be revolutionary? You see, anytime we invite this kind of connection, anytime we step into this I-thou relationship, it changes us and it changes the other person. You know, these are very tender times in our country. A lot of hard stuff going on. It's not easy getting through the day sometimes. We need each other. We need to hold that sacred space for one another, witness to each other. And true listening can help us heal. Rachel Naomi Remen wrote a book called Kitchen Table Wisdom, Stories That Heal. And she says this, perhaps the most important thing we ever give each other is our attention. A loving silence often has far more power to heal and to connect than the most well-intentioned words. You see, never underestimate the power of your silent and attentive listening. When we listen, we're saying, you matter, you're important to me. And what we're really saying is, I love you. And isn't love what we need most of all right now? Let's turn now to our meditation. I invite you to get comfortable in your seat, breathing in deeply. Release and let it go. Shaking off any part of your day that has happened to this point or anything that will come later. Come into this now moment and breathe. Breathing into the presence of God that you are. Feeling the sacred stillness at the very center of your being. And invite into your consciousness in this moment a memory of someone who has been a wonderful listener for you. Someone who opens the way for your honest and heartfelt sharing and deeply listens. Send that person a blessing. Send them gratitude. Remember how good that feels in your soul. And now I invite you to call into your mind someone who may be needing you to listen, who may be reaching out to you to hear them, who may be seeking your understanding or your compassion or simply for you to bear witness. I invite you to imagine having that I-thou conversation with them. giving back to them that same feeling that was given to you by a good listener. See this interaction as holy and transformational for a few moments in the silence. Filled with gratitude for our growing awareness of this great gift that we have to give others in our world, the great gift of listening. Listening with our hearts, caring, and taking conscious action as a result. Thank you, God, for these beautiful insights and understandings as we share them and grow together. And so it is, and so we let it be. Amen.